I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week for this punk rock podcast thingy that we do. As you may hear from my voice, I sound kind of shitty, you a little shittier than normal. I run the fuck down, people. I've been taking on too much stuff. I don't recall quite who said it, but at one point in the past few weeks, I read something about the dangers. I believe it was a comedian talking about, you know, how you don't want to turn down gigs because you're afraid, you know, the first gig you turn down is the last gig you turn down. It's much the same for a freelance writer in that I'm constantly afraid to say no to projects because then I'm afraid that they'll ask somebody else and they will be better and then I will be fucked. So that is not a good thing. So I'm taking on far too many projects and working far too much at the holidays at my day job, and I am losing my goddamn mind. So that being said, this week's podcast is going to be far shorter than normal. It's only going to be about a half an hour. We're going to cut it down to 8 tracks instead of the usual 15. But I think we're going for quality over quantity here. We're going to get it started with a new track from the King Khan experience featuring, obviously, the one and only King Khan from the King Khan and Barbecue Show, King Khan and the Shrines, etc., so on and so forth. His real name, Arish Ahmad Khan. And this is from the King Kong Experience. It's like a 9-song EP. You can get it from Scion.com. It is a free download. This is on it, obviously, and it is entitled I Got Love.
One, two, three, go! belongs to you.
Their new album, Cool Story, well, EP, really, that is the last song of five, that is Ringer with Five and Dime. We had an interview with Ringer on the site earlier this week, and you can get Cool Story from their Bandcamp page. Before that, a track that I can't even remember how the hell I got it. I believe it was a free limited download. It is a group called Beat Noir, and that is from their Bay Street Superstars EP on Death to False Hope Records, and that is entitled Linguo to Choking Victim Hate Your State. Some good stuff there. Before that, The Hair Lifts, Only When It's Summer, from their recent self-titled CDR. We had an interview with The Hair Lifts last week, and, you know, we're just, it's cross-promotion, folks. That Hair Lifts CDR, I would suggest shooting them, finding the interview there on the Rockstar Journalist site and shooting them an email. That is, if you like doo-wop and you like punk rock and you like Ramones, but you want, like, doo-woppy, like, 50s-style rock and roll sped up to punk pop-punk speed, I highly, highly recommend The Hair Lifts. One of my favorite new discoveries this year. And we started everything off with I Got Love from the new King Con Experience EP, downloadable for free on Scion.com. I'll try and make sure and put a link to this in the show notes. Okay, next set. This group is playing here in Lawrence, upcoming at the Overlook. This is from their new album, Rusty Eyes and Hydrocarbons, on Planet X Records. There's a group called Street Eaters. It's actually a group of two people, but they certainly make it sound like a lot more. And this is entitled Nation Builder. ¶¶
You were more than just a song. We sweat and sang together, and that helped us to carry on.
We were more than just a journey. You were more than just a song. We sweat and sang together. You that helped us to carry on. We were more. You were.
Merely a stage of transition. But life without hope? Now that's living hell.
We'll be right back.
from their debut full-length Mouth of Oblivion. That was Lawrence's Wrath and Ruin with A World Without Light. That features a longtime metal aficionado, a scene devotee, promoter, etc., so on and so forth, Mr. Dean Eddington on vocals, along with a lot of other local folks. You will definitely recognize James Sizelove on guitar if you've been around town and been to any shows. He is quite there. The additional vocals on A World Without Light from Mr. Corey White, guitarist for the Esoteric. He's also done work in groups like Reggie and the Full Effect and so on. It's an excellent CD. It is definitely metal. I've got a review of it that'll be in the pitch in the coming weeks, and it's fantastic. Fantastic stuff. It's definitely metal, different than you, the metal all their own. Somewhere in between sort of, doom and, like, sort of prog metal. Speaking of slightly proggy stuff, that was, right before that, we had, Weak Teeth with Repetition Implies Importance from the new album on Tor Johnson Records, What a Plague You Are. We've played stuff from Tor Johnson in the past. We have also played stuff from, Weak Teeth. We played, some stuff off their, a couple songs off their debut 7-inch. They were supposed to come through here, playing The Overlook, as a matter of fact, this past summer, but their van broke down and it didn't happen. But their new full-length is out, and I highly recommend picking it up if you like loud rock and roll, punk rock, metal-ish stuff. It's got the last track, Blue Skies, Shit Life. It's fantastic and worth grabbing alone. You can grab that from torjohnsonrecords.com. It's also a split release with Flannel Girl out of Christiansburg, Virginia, and you can find that at Flannel Girl, that's girl with a U, .com. Before that, off their album, a Revolution Transmission, that was Stretch Armstrong with For the Record. That is a song that... Even if you don't apply it necessarily to Stretch Armstrong, it will certainly bring back memories. That is a song that resonates with me strongly. It brings back memories of being 17, 18, going to these all-ages early matinee shows right after I got out of classes at KU, and it's how I met a lot of people and sort of had friends when I had none. And we started everything off with Street Eaters doing Nation Builder from their recent Planet X release, entitled Rusty Eyes and Hydrocarbons. And that is it for this week's show. I apologize for the shortness of it, but I am on multiple deadlines, and I would like to meet them all. So, until next week, thank you for listening, and you can find reviews... reviews of the new Seattle, the oral history of grunge entitled Everybody Loves Our Town, as well as Chris Hardwick's The Nerdist Way. Both of those reviews went up this week at rockstarjournalist.com. We'll have a review of that new Weak Teeth LP sometime early next week. You can find me, as always, on Twitter at NuthousePunks. And remember, hey, tell your friends to download and share the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me stuff for review. And until next week, thank you for listening.